Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Work truck stolen from local business found by Nebraska Highway Patrol. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. On Monday morning around 7 a.m., the Campbell County Sheriff's Office received a report of a stolen truck from RMS Energy Services. The 44-year-old employee said a 2019 Chevy Silverado Duramax with an electrical service bed was taken from 1530 Business Circle in Gillette. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the man told deputies he believed the truck was stolen sometime over the weekend, and the GPS had indicated that the truck was in Nebraska. After speaking with the Nebraska Highway Patrol, it was learned the truck had been involved in a pursuit with law enforcement sometime during the weekend, but they were able to apprehend the truck, and it is currently in the impound yard in Gearing, Nebraska. The employee said they had video of the possible suspect who may have stolen the truck and provided it to deputies. No description of the suspect was provided in the report, and the investigation is ongoing. Secretary Gray joins hundreds of Sweetwater County residents in opposition to BLM's resource management plan. On September 27th, Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray joined hundreds of Sweetwater County residents to voice opposition to the BLM's proposed resource management plan, which forwards a preferred alternative emphasizing conservation and blocking critical access for mineral development, grazing rights, and recreation. According to the press release from Secretary Gray's office, the secretary said, "I'm opposed to the BLM resource management plan. As the registrar of business in the state of Wyoming, I have been extremely concerned with the preferred alternative's negative impact on small businesses that make up the backbone of Wyoming's economy, minerals, agriculture, and tourism." Gray said, as a member of the State Board of Land Commissioners, "I am also concerned that the BLM's preference to restrict access for development and recreation will also negatively impact development and recreation on neighboring state and fee parcels." Gray went on to say, "Preventing Wyoming from reaching its full potential is not a sound policy. It's lunacy." Last Wednesday, I joined hundreds of Sweetwater County residents to share the concerns Wyoming businesses and landowners have conveyed to me in my capacity as Secretary of State. The BLM's conduct has been appalling. Although billed as an open house, Wednesday's meeting did not accept any input or comments from those most deeply affected by the proposed plan and the BLM's preferred alternative, the public. The proposed plan's preferred alternative is another example of Washington, D.C. attempting to exert control over Wyoming in order to prevent our state and our people from achieving our full potential. I oppose the draft RMP and join the vast majority of Wyomingites in asking the BLM to withdraw the plan and listen to the best interests of Wyoming, not Washington, D.C. Secretary Gray also submitted a written public comment opposing the plan, which can be found on the Secretary of State website. Members of the public may submit a comment on the BLM's proposed plan via the BLM website. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.